I was keeping my eye on it. There was a lot of activity on social media, and I had some people reach out to me to discuss it. Of course, I don't want to wade in on it too much because, I don't want to, didn't want to influence, the decision one way or another. I wouldn't say I'm surprised. Milton folks are very engaged. They are democratically minded and they're focused on fairness. So I understand the desire to have the constituents and the people living in Milton decide how and who is going to represent them, even though it's going to be a very short term. Balancing that against discussions I'd heard about the cost of the by-election, which honestly, in the grand scheme of things, is not enormous. It's not a provincial or federal election. And there's a cost to democracy. And at the town of Milton, there is a reserve, an election reserve that has money in it for situations like this. So I wouldn't say I'm surprised. No, I think it's going to be a challenge for whomever is elected because by the time they become onboarded and get the hang of how things go, we're going to be, looking at, we'll be in the new year and then there'll be a lame duck council because next year is a municipal election. So there's going to be a very limited amount of time for this representative to kind of get up to speed. So I have no doubt the voters will choose the right person to represent them. And then they'll be in the midst of another election come October 2026 for municipal elections.